Susan Lane.
Okay, I have several points I want to make real quick. First off, I heard that we were a topic of discussion on the teacher strike. I guess they have a message thing, you know, so I have connections in other parts of this state, other teachers, things like that. So I heard that we were the topic of discussion because we have an issue with these books. And then I heard, but you don't have an issue with Romeo and Juliet. They're reading Romeo and Juliet. It has sex and stuff in it. Well, I read through Romeo and Juliet the other night by myself, the entire thing. I saw the word hell 3 times. And if there was any sex in there, it's in code, because I'm telling you, I don't read poetry. It's not my thing. I don't even think it's necessary unless someone wants to be a poet. However, we have to draw a line somewhere. And I will tell you, that book, The Hate U Give, there are 350 pages in that book. The F word, and yes, I'm censoring myself since someone in the Pope Hunters Times wrote that I didn't censor myself last time. Why should I? My 14-year-old daughter is being asked to read the F word over 90 times. GD is in there more than twice. Lots of other explicits. The talk about sex, drugs, going all the way. Gangs, gang affiliation, gang shootings. F the cops, let's flip their cars, let's set them on fire, let's do all these things. There is a better way to teach loving and acceptance to our children. There is a way to teach character without cutting them down. These books, they teach discrimination against whites, against Christians, against males and females. If you are a male and you say you're a male, in that book, this book is anti-racist, you are wrong. That infuriates me that there are people that will fight to have this garbage taught to our children. Here's the way that we should teach our children. This is a thing that I looked up, and it says, "Hold the Door, Lessons for My Kids." Ask an elderly lady how she's doing, listen to her reply. Smile and make eye contact. Be strong enough that people know not to mess with you, but soft enough that people know they can hug you. Don't park in handicapped parking spots unless it actually applies to you. Be light in your heart and steady on your feet. Trust your gut, both good and bad. Take chances that won't hurt yourself or others. Learn to make people laugh without making anyone cry. Play to win, but play fair. Someone always has to lose. Sometimes it will be you. Don't whine about it. Learn from it. Show your loved ones your support, even if they are excited about something that bores you to tears. Offer your seat. We can teach our children. There was not one color, one label, one anything in this. We can teach our children to love one another, to be kind and accepting, without cutting them down, without discriminating against them, and without cursing, language, sexual, and drug content. And my children are not exposed to that in our home, and I will not have them exposed to it at school. That is your all's job, and I ask you that you take it very seriously to look into this type of rhetoric, this type of vulgarness and violence that has been given to our children. They've already been exposed to it. The fact that they were taken back is too late. It's too late. It's time to fix it from here on out. Thank you.
Thank you.